If the stomach zeras a kosa the way Rebbe learns, it's also anything is also. Even a chamor you can't take out with the paraduma. But if you learn the stomach zeras a kosa, it's a svar like Rav Shimon says. So the svar is either people should not say the black one is the paraduma, or else people should not say yeshechting another one b'shas yeshechting the paraduma. Now those two svaras are not applied by a chamor, because by a chamor there's no shechit involved. You don't shech the chamor, so people are not going to think it's the paraduma, and people know you're not doing malacha with the paraduma. This is a nafkamina. If it's tam exeras akosav the way Rebbe learns, even a chamor or donkey you can't take out. But if it's not exeras akosav, it's a svar the way Rebbe Shimon learns, then a donkey you could take out with the paraduma. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding off Mem Gimel. You're on top. The Pasuk says here, when Bamid B'Yud test Pasuk Gimel, at the end, V'shochat ois tzolofonov, that you're supposed to shech the paraduma in front of the Kohen Gadol. So the Moradashins, Shelo yishchoy t'acheris imo, you shouldn't make a shchita, no other carbon with it. That's V'shochat ois, only shech the paraduma, and nothing else with it. So that was a shalom before, is it a tam, according to Reb Shimon? And there was a time because people shouldn't say you're making two paradumas, therefore a chamor is mutter. Or else the rabbanon say no, it's time to gzeras akosiv, nothing else could be done with the paraduma. Then the pasuk says lofonov. V'shachat ois lofonov. What does lofonov mean? Is the rav, according to rav, that says that the kohen gadol has to make the shechita. So what does lofonov mean? Shelo yisiach daiti mimenu. That the Kohen Gadol should not take away his das from the paraduma to say that he has to watch the paraduma. The person says, Lemishmeris, Lemenida, you have to watch it, should not become tummy. Lishmul, according to Shmuel Shita, Shmuel dashes from this posik of a shochat oiselophonov, Sheyehazar Sheikhit, that a zar could shech the paraduma, Vieliezer Roya. Just the Kohen Gadol has to be there to see it. That's the posik. Veshochat oiselophonov, you shech the paraduma in front of the Kohen Gadol. That's all. But not that the Kohen Gadol himself has to do it, just that another Zara, somebody else does it, and the Kohen Gadol just watches. That's the way Shmuel Dachshund is a Pasuk, V'shachat Ois Lofonov, like we had before. Then the Pasuk says, Pasuk Dalit, V'lokach Eliezer HaKohen Midoma B'Yetzbo, that the Kohen Gadol now takes from the dam in his hands. So with the Mora Dachshund, V'lokach Eliezer HaKohen Midoma B'Yetzbo, L'Shmuel, according to Shmuel Shita, that Shmuel says, that the shechita is done even with the zar, you don't need the Kohen Gadol. So it's very good now, this posik, lihadur lelozer. That now the posik is telling us that to take the dam, to make the zrikas adam, you badafka need the Kohen Gadol. That's why it's good what the posik now says, velokech elozer akoin. The posik before from Bishochat Oislofonov goes, anybody can make the shechita, even a zar. Now the posik says, no, from here you need the Kohen Gadol. The Rashi says, velokech elozer akoin. The Kabbalah's Doma, to receive the Dam, you need the Kohen Gadol. Is Lishmul, the Rashi, the Dayik Lefon of Loimer, Sha'azah Kosh Lishchit, according to Shmuel, that says, the Apostle before says, that even a Zar could do the Shchit on the Paraduma, Itzrach Limichta, the Kabbalah's Doma Elozer. It has to say now, by the Kabbalah's Adam, you need the Kohen Gadol. Lihadur Elozer, to put us back to the Kohen Gadol. The Kosa V'lokach Midoma, the Apostle Buddha just said, V'lokach Midoma, Hevi Mashma, the Ashrechet Koi. Whoever made the shechit, even a zar, he could also make the Kabbalah Adam. Therefore, the Pasuk has to say now, Pasuk Dalin, V'lokech elozer akoyin, no, Yibadav can need the Kohen Gadol. L'Rav, L'chur, according to Rav, what do we need the Pasuk for? Rav learns that even the shechit has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. So why does the Pasuk have to say again now that the Kabbalah Adam is with the Kohen Gadol? Pshita. If the shechit was done with the Kohen Gadol, pshita, the Kabbalah Adam has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. So where it says, L'Rav, true, have a miyat achamiyat. There's like two miyutim here. Like it's a second miyut to say, you badafka need the Kohen Gadol. There's the first miyut that says, v'shachat oiselofonov, that he says, it means the Kohen Gadol has to shecht it. And now it says, v'lokach elozer akoyin, again you need the Kohen Gadol. It's the miyut acha miyut. And the klal is, v'yein miyut acha miyut el l'rabbis. Whenever you have like two miyutim here, the second one is l'rabbis. What's l'rabbis? The afilu kain hedjit. Interessant. That according to Rav, Bishas the Kabbalah Saddam, you don't need the Kohen Gadol. Even a Kohen Hedjit could also make the Kabbalah Saddam. According to Rav, you only need the Shechita has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. But after the Shechita, the Kabbalah is kosher even with the Kohen Hedjit. Zagrash Rav, Nami Diyoma Shechita Belozor, Yehi, the according to Rav, you need the Kohen Gadol to make the Shechita. So you have the Lemichta, the Kabbalah laws, but didn't have to say by Shas the Kabbalah, you need the Kohen Gadol. V'chikosav, when it says you need the Kohen Gadol, have a miyat achamiyat. Ule lezer, v'loy acher. V'ye miyat achamiyat el la rabbi. So what it means, zavka la rabbi. See, take a kumish with you also. Yeah. And miyat el miyat is the rabbi. Therefore, according to Rav, the Pasuk Dalet is telling us, v'lokach elos ha-koyin, that lav davka the Kohen Gadol, even a Kohen Hedyot could also make the Kabbalah Saddam by the Paraduma. Weiter, v'lokach ha-koyin. Then Pasuk Vav says, v'lokach ha-koyin eitz erez v'ezoi v'shnisalos. The Kohen says has to take the wood, and the ezoi, the grass, the hyssop, and the shnisalos, the red piece of wool. V'lokach ha-koyin eitz erez v'ezoi v'shnisalos. Is le Shmuel, according to Shmuel Shita, that said what? That said that the Shasta Lekicha, V'lokach ha-los before, means after the Kohen Gadol, so le Shmuel, the Afilu B'Kohen Hedyot. It's telling us now, here even a Kohen Hedyot could do this. Now, according to Shmuel, the Shechita is with the Zar. Then V'lokach the Kabbalah Saddam is after with the Kohen Gadol. And now Pasuk Vav is saying, V'lokach ha-koyin, lav davka the Kohen Gadol, any Kohen now could take the eighth Erez and the Ezer Mishnis Alas and throw it to B'toyach Sveifa Sapora. L'Rav, what do you do according to Rav Shita? L'Rav, l'chur, according to Rav, Rav already made a deek before that in the Pasuk V'lokach ha-los ha-koyin was the miyat ha-chamiyat to say that B'shas Kabbalah Saddam, you do not need the Kohen Gadol. It's kosher even with the regular Kohen. So why does the Pasuk have to say in Pasuk Vav, V'lokach ha-koyin? It just should have said, V'lokach ha-seris. Like we're talking about a regular Kohen. According to Rav, B'shas Kabbalah Saddam, you don't need the Kohen Gadol. It's enough a regular Kohen. So Pshita, to take the eighth Erez and Pasuk Vav is also enough just to have a regular Kohen. Why does the Pasuk have to say, V'lokach ha-koyin? So Rav says, L'Rav Itzrich. According to Rav, no, I need this Pasuk Vav. V'al Salka, Daita Chamin, I would have thought, Kivun, the Lav, Gufa, the Parin, Inum, since taking this eighth Erez, the wood, cedar wood, and the Ezev, and the Shni Salas, the red piece of wool, and you have to throw it into the Paraduma, now, straight as Paraduma, it's not part of the Par itself. It's not a chilik of the animal itself. It's not the Paro. It's the Liboy Kohen. I would have thought you don't need a Kohen altogether. Hey, it's true. According to Rav, to make the Kabbalah Saddam, any Kohen is kosher. Lav dafka the Kohen Gadol. But b'shas the Kabbalah Saddam, there I understand why I need a Kohen, because Kabbalah is an avoida in the Paraduma. Mashenkin, taking the eighth Erez, I would have thought anybody could do it. Even a Zar, even a Yisrael could do it. It's Kamash Malon. Therefore, the Pasuk got to say no, even for this inyan of taking the eighth Erez and the Ezer and the Shni Salas, also the Hasadaf could be with a Kohen. Lav dafka Kohen Gadol, but at Kopon you need a Kohen. The Kohen Hedyot has to do this. Shrashi Blokach HaKohen Eitz Erez L'Shmuel, Tiyama Kabbalah V'Hazor V'Yeloza Hevei, Ha'evei Ksiv Bo Kohen L'Yachshur Yashlokas Eitz Erez B'Kohen Hedyot. According to Shmuel, it's very good. Shmuel says the Kabbalah Saddam has to be with the Kohen Gadol. So now the Pasuk got to say to take the eighth Erez and to throw it into the fire, it's not for the regular Kohen. Hevei Hai Mashma Moitzi Miyad Mashma. Hey, this mashm is moitzi from what is mashm before. Hey, before was mashm midafka kohen gadol. Now we say no, it's good a regular kohen. V'chein kol hani di arminan. Like we say now, everything also one pasuk is moitzi from the pasuk before. Ularav the mashe kabekabola bekohen hedyot hevi hai mashm memela. The according to Rav, that pasuk dalid is saying even a kohen hedyot could do it. So the churip shita in pasuk vav also a kohen hedyot could do it. Like what's the chiddush? That's called Olerav the Mashkabola Kohen Hedyot Heavy High Mashma Mamela. Mamela means I know it. It treats us like that. I know it. V'yena Moitzi Mechlal Mikra Shlofonim. It's not saying different from the pasuk before, like Shita. The Yitzchak and that the Gemara says. Why do I need pasuk vav for according to Rav? Why do I have to tell me you need a Kohen? Shita like it's enough for Kohen. You don't need a Kohen Gadol. So the Chiddush was the Gemara says I would have thought you don't even need a Kohen altogether. Maybe even a Zara's kosher. Kamash Malon Akol Ponim and need a Kohen. That's why I need Pasuk Vav. But according to Rav, it's very good. Pasuk Dalet is saying a Kohen can make the Kabbalah Saddam. And Nuwadin, Pasuk Vav is saying a regular Kohen can take the eighth Erez, the eighth of Shni Salas, and throw it, Pateach Sveifa Sapora. But then the Pasuk says, Pasuk Zayin, V'chibes Begodav HaKohen. It says what? That the Kohen afterwards has to wash his Begodim. And then the Pasuk says, V'rochat Pasar B'mayim. It's a Yud, Bamidbo Yutes, Pasuk Zayin. Look inside us if you want to. Yeah. Now the chibas begodim akoyin. Afterwards, the koyin that burnt the paraduma has to wash his begodim, and also he has to go to the mikvah. The post says v'yachal yovel lomach nevetomi akoyin adorim, and the koyin now is tomi until the night time. So dashin v'chibas begodim akoyin. What does that have to say akoyin? For pshita it means the koyin is the kihunai. It means when he's a koyin. That means when he's wearing the big dekuna. So drashi akoyin bekunai. Hi koyin kroy yiseru. Here that the pasuk says v'chibes begodav hakoyin, like it's an extra word hakoyin, like pshita. So I have lemichta vela v'chibes begodav. Should have just said you have to wash your clothing, like pshita. We're talking about the koyin that burned the pora. V'ano yedano to hod yari bo they koy. The whoever the pasuk was talking about before, the koyin burning it, we're going down to the stomach. El lemisma koyin abgodav. Is a smichas the koyin has to do with the begodim. Kloimar, shebebigde kuna nasas lo bigde choyl. When the koyin burns the paraduma, he has to be wearing his bigde kuna. He can't get away with stam wearing bigde choyl. He would also have to wear the bigde kuna. That's why the pasuk says v'chibes begodav hakoyin mashma, the koyin that you need has to be wearing his begodim. Right, then the pasuk says v'tomei hakoyin adarif, v'tomei hakoyin adarif is koyin b'kihunai ledoris. That tells us what, that ledoris also need a koyin. Drashi b'tomei akoyin aderiv lalame da'poro shenasas ledoiris shatzricha bigdekuna. The ruah din ledoiris, from then on, any time they bring a paraduma, the avoida has to be done dafku with bigdekuna. The Gemara says honich leman diyomo ledoiris b'koyin hediyit shaper. Leman diyomo, it says what? That like Rav that said you need a koyin gadol by the paraduma that was only by the first paraduma, but ledoiris it's enough to have a koyin hediyit shaper. Then I need a chiddush to tell me what he has to be wearing his begodim though. Shrash yonich leman diyom liyel ledoris b'koyin hedyit v'loy gom achukim yom mekipurim, that you don't say you need a koyin gadol ledoris for the future of paradumis. And then it's very good. It's tzurach lemichtav. It has to teach us here that koyin hochel lamed al shodoris shetiyase v'big dekuna. It has to teach us that even though for the future generations you don't need a koyin gadol, it's enough for koyin hedyit. So I would have thought maybe big dechol is also enough. Kamashmala, no. But Tomei Akoyin is only a Koyin when he wears his begodim. That the Koyin has to wear his big day Koyin hedyit. He has to wear his begodim. Then that's the chiddush here. But Elu Laman Diyoma Lederis B'Koyin Godol. But Laman Diyoma we had before, that according to Rav Shita, that Lederis, you need a Koyin Godol to make the Shkita by the Paraduma. The Koyin Godol has to do the Paraduma. So b'zoy hash the koyin gadol binon maduch, you can't get away with a regular koyin. You dafka need a koyin gadol. The kihuna mi boy, I need a chiddush to tell me he has to wear his begodim. Like pshita, he has to wear his begodim. But there's no mile of a koyin gadol unless he's wearing his begodim. So what do I need a pasuk for to tell me? For tomei hakoyin adorif, to tell me this chiddush that a koyin's only called a koyin with his begodim. If you tell me you need a koyin gadol, like pshita, you need the big dekuna. Like if not for the big dekuna, he's not a koyin gadol. So Moshe Zayin Echanami in the more in Larsa Gan Meidim Kunami Boyi in the more in Milsa Diyasi Bekal V'Chayma Torah V'Kosav L'Kruah. Certain times you have to say like this, even though we would have known this with the Kal V'Chayma, still the pasuk tells us this. In other words, the pasuk is telling us that even though we need a Kohen Gadol, you should know it's only kosher if he wears his special eight begodim. If he doesn't wear a special begodim, the paradum is not his pasuk. Right, then the pasuk test says, V'osaf ish tor eis efer hapora, v'heniach. That you have to have a Torah digger person, gather together the ashes of the paraduma, v'heniach m'chus l'machna, and he puts it outside the chus l'machna v'mokim tor. So, the Moradashins, ish, it says, V'osaf ish. Ish is l'hachshir es hazar. That you hear it doesn't say the word koyin, it's enough for man. Habi is an ish, it's kosher, even though he's a zar. Tor, what does the pasuk have to say? V'yosef ish tor. What's the chiddush of tor? Is lahachshir es isha, that even an isha is also kosher to make the astifa of the efer paraduma. After they burnt the paraduma, stam to gather together the ashes, it's kosher even with an isha. So Rashi ish lahachshir azar mishum liel minei ari b'koyin. Before we're talking about dafka the koyin that says v'asoru poyis tiyachabes v'god v'mayim or v'chibes v'god of hakoyin, like we said before, is always talking about the koyin is. Therefore, here's the first time it says the word ish, that esazar lahachshir esazar, even a regular yiskrol is also kosher. Di kosa v'yosef esefer apori aviyamino koyin liyamin ayari for koyin ksiv hochi ish. This, I would have, without the word ish, I would have thought like before it's koyin. Therefore, it says the word ish to tell me no. Even a zar is also kosher to collect the ashes of the paraduma. Then it says the word tor is lahachshir esisha. Di lamute tomi, tell me the tomi no pshita. The chatas kai rachmona, his paraduma has a shame chatas on it. So since it has a shame chatas on it, pshita it's possible with a tomatic person. So why does the pasuk have to say tor? You have to be tor. It's another chiddush that even an isha is kosher to collect the ashes of the paraduma. Vayte v'niach, then the pasuk says v'niach mechutz lamachna, take the ashes and put it down outside. Is v'dashin mi sheyesh boi daf laniach. It's a maitza hanocha. You have to have that. You have to be a gadol that can put down the ashes. Yotzu cheresh shoyta v'kotin. A deaf person, a shoyta, and a kotin, shein behen das, they don't have das laniach, it's possible. They can't put down the paradum, the efer, the ashes of the paradum. Well, it says, Tanan Hossim, we learned over there like this. Ha'kul k'sherim l'kaddish. Everybody is kosher to make the kiddush by the paraduma. Now the kiddush means when you pour the ashes into the water. Drashi l'kaddish, lo seis mayim aloifer, the kli cheres. So you have the ashes, first you put the ashes into a kli cheres, and then you pour the mayim chayim into the kli, into the efer paraduma. That's called kiddush. So everybody is kosher to make this kiddush, to pour the water into the ashes. Ha'kel k'sherim l'kaddish chutz, mi cheres shoyte v'kotin. A cheres shoyte v'kotin, they don't have das. A deaf, a dumb person, a shaita, or a kotin, they don't have das, they can't do it. We have Yehuda machshir b'kotin. If Yehuda doesn't know a kotin, even though he doesn't have das, still he's kosher to make the kiddush for the paraduma. Abo poisel b'isha. But he holds an isha is possible. We'll soon see why. An isha can't make the kiddush of the paraduma. She can't pour the water into the ashes. Over yandrugnis, that's a suffic ish, a suffic isha, because maybe he's an isha, therefore also we can't make the kiddush. That's the Yudishita. But a cotton of Yud holds is kosher to make the kiddush. Only an isha is possible. The verse says, "My time with the rabbonin." What's the time of the rabbonin swore to say the word that an isha is kosher? Only a chereshet of a cotton is possible. The Yisiv, the pasuk says, "V'lochu letomei me'efas reifas achadis." This pasuk Yudzayin. That you should take for the tomatic person from the ashes of the poor. So v'lochu latomim me'afar yisreifa sachatis is hanech debsili l'chob yasifa. The same ones that are apostle that can't make the yasifa, can't collect together the ashes, is past l'chob kiddush. They have the same sulam. Those people can't make the kiddush. They can't pour the water into the ashes. But the same ones that we were marched before, the Shasta Sifa, like before we dashed in the Pasuk says Tor, the Rabbi says to Isha, that an Isha is kosher to make the Asifa. So an Isha could make the Asifa, she could gather the ashes together. Who are then she is kosher to put the water into the ashes? Is Ach Lechobi Kiddush. They're also kosher to make the Kiddush. Now before we dashed in by the Sreifa, by collecting the ashes, the Pasuk says Veniach. You have to have das to put it down. Lafuke cotton cheres straight to the cotton. Here's who adin b'shas kiddush also. So the rabbanin treat there is a heckish like. For lochul atanim liyachas sreifas achatis, that the same people that can make the asifon gather together the ashes, those are the same people that can make the kiddush. So just like an isha was kosher before from the word lator to make the asifon to gather the ashes, who adin she's kosher to make the kiddush to pour the water into the ashes, and a cheres straight to the cotton is possible both places. So Drashi v'loch chulatomei bosa v'yosev ishtor. After the pasuk says an ishtor should gather together the ashes of the paraduma, uksiv zuhi avoida shachar asifum. This is the next avoida that's done after they gather the ashes together. Uksiv, the pasuk says v'loch chul oisum. It means hanemorim b'yasifu zav isha v'loy chereshet v'kotin. The drushes we had before, the same people that could do the asifa, which was a zar or also an isha, who then can make the kiddush also, and not a chereshet of a kotim. So it's good the rabbonin shita. But Rabbi Yehuda, what's Chan Rabbi Yehuda? He says just the opposite. He says that b'shas kiddush, he holds that an isha is possible, mashenken a kotim is kosher. What's Rabbi Yehuda shita? Rabbi Yehuda came, lema krov lokach. Why does Pasuk Yud Zayin say v'lokhu? They should take Lashon Rabbim. Let it just say v'lokach. My v'lokhu. Why does it say Lashon Rabbim v'lokhu? The afilu kotin. The pasuk l'cho hosam hocha kosher. To tell you, even somebody that was posel over there to make the asifa, to gather the ishes together, you should know here, b'shas kiddush, pouring the water into the kli that has the ishes, is kosher with the cotton. Shrashim came, hoya adliya koi, name of a loka. Let it just say you should take now the ishes. To hogabi asifa b'loshin yochik kasvei. Sakam there, it says loshin rabin b'loku. Elamai, it's coming to include something else, another person. A kotin that was posel to make the asifa, he's allowed to make the kiddush. So therefore, we include a kotin also. Of the isha minole, but how does Rabbi Yehuda know to say that an isha is posel to make the kiddush? Because the posel says, v'nosan, v'loi v'nosno. The posel says, v'loku latome me'afa sreifa tachatis, v'nosan olov mayim chayim elkeli. That you pour on top of the ishes, the mayim chayim elkeli. So it says Loshin v'nosan. So we dash in v'nosan, Loshin zohar, v'loi v'nosan, not anisha. Anisha is not allowed to pour the water into the afer of the paraduma. Shrashi isha minole, v'chena drugnis, mishum sofik isha. Drugnis is also possible, because he's a sofik isha. So tomorrow now, so that's Rav Yudishita. For the more of Rabbonin, it's a good taina. How could Rabbonin argue and say anisha is kosher to make the kiddush? I, the apostle says, v'nosan, Loshin zohar. Rabbonin, ikos the rachmon of v'lokach v'nosan. Just would have said the word v'lokach and v'nosan, both the loshin yochid havamin. I would have thought ad shok chad v'yoyiv chad. I would have thought the same person that makes the asifa, that gathers the ashes together, he's the one that has to pour the water into the kli also. You can't have two people. Therefore, kos the rachmon of v'lokach. Therefore, the apostle says, no, v'lokach could be somebody else. You don't need the same person that collected the ashes. You can have somebody else make the kiddush, pour the water into the kli that has the ashes. Now, because the rachmon and v'lokhu v'nosnu, who would have said both, v'losh and rabim, v'lokhu and v'nosnu, have a mean, I would have thought, ad the shak litrei v'yoy v'trei. I would have thought, you mamish need two people, b'shas maisa. You need two people to make the lakicha, to make the asifa, and you need two people to make the kiddush. His costs of Rachmon and Bulokhu ben Osan, the teachers know, the Afilu Shakli Trey, Riyoyichad, that no, you could have even two people made the Asifa, so what? You could have just one person make the Lakicha, make the Kiddush. In other words, you don't but ask, you need two people. It's enough to have one. That's why the Rabbanan say it says Loshin ben Osan. Ben Osan is not a diik to say a Loshin Zohar and not a Nekeva. Havadu and Isha is also kosher. It's just tell me the Kiddush, you don't need two people, it's enough one person. Trashi Rabbonin Amiloch Liyolamad Liyakoi V'odol Loikosa V'lokach Loshin Yochid Dikosa V'lokach V'nosan Adamina Adishok Echad Miyofam V'uatzma Yidnenu Alamayin Kosa V'lokach Afilu Shakli Trey. You could have two people making the Asifa, and by the way, only one person can make the Nesina. It's not totally Zebize. Right. Then the Pesuk says V'lokach Eizoy V'tova B'mayim. You have to share the Pesuk Yudches V'lokach Eizoy. They take the Eizoy V'tova B'mayim, they put it into the water. Ishtor, v'hiza al oil, v'akol ha'kelim v'al nefoshes and hoyushon. That with the azov that was dipped into the water, they spritz it on the oil and the kelim and on the nefesh that wants to become tummy now. Yevelokach azov v'tov v'mayim. Ishtor. It says you have to be a Torah-dika person. Is l'rabonon ish v'lo yisha. According to the Rabbanan that said what, an Isha was kosher to make the Kiddush, the telling us a Diyak, here, to put the Ezoiv into the Mayim, it's only a man, and not an Isha. That's what the Torah says, Ish. V'lokach Ezoiv, v'tovah v'mayim, Ishtor, the word Ish is extra, the teachers here, you can't have an Isha. Putting the Ezoiv into the water for that, by the Tatira of the Mechatis is Davkan Ish, and not an Isha. Tor, what is the supposed to say the word Tor for? La'achshar es ha-kotin. They say even a cotton is also kosher. A cotton can put the Ezov into the Mayim and spritz it on the Torah. Rashi says, Rabbonin, the Amri HaKiddush, HaKiddush Nase B'Yoson, Shel Asifo, that the Kiddush is kosher with the same people that can make the Asifo. Ova Asifo, Ksiv Ish Tor, Dain Uzav Isha, that even an Isha could make the Kiddush and the Asifo, gathering the ashes and putting the water into it, is Akorkoch Ish, Ishtor, why does the Pasuk here B'shachti Ezer say the word Ishtor? Do'ocha lavli achshur izav yisha ulemir sakotin v'levi mashma v'melo the imkain, if that was the pshat lishta kruamine, the Pasuk should have kept quiet here. V'nichta v'lokach Ezer v'tova v'mayim shosh should have stam say those people that were oisik in gathering the ashes and putting the water, those people now should take the Ezer and put it into the water. V'izom v'no yadana the v'hud liyel minei koi v'chiksiv l'med v'shish. What does the Pasuk say again here? Ishtor, the teacher's a new diik. Ish is v'loy isha. An ish, even though she's kosher before for the asif and the kiddush, here for putting the azide, she's posel. And yeva mashma zeh moitzim yad mashma. Now this is a case of mashma moitzim yad mashma. That this posik is going to make it different what the posik said before. And that's how we started out here. That all these pashas by Paul and Duma, one posik is mashma faket from the posik before. The posuk before is mashma nisha is kosher, a zar is kosher, and a cotton is posul. Now we say no, that b'shas putting the azoid into the mayim, just the opposite. A nisha is posul, and a cotton is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this word? Ish v'loy cotton. Rabbi Yehuda that said that b'shas the kiddush, a cotton was kosher, so he holds now, no, it's posul saying ish v'loy cotton, and Torah l'achshir as isha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, an isha was possible to make the kiddush. Now the pasuk is saying fakert. Torah is saying, put, by putting in the ezav into the mechatis and to spritz it on the top, upon the people, that's kosher even by isha. Mamish just the opposite of the rabbanon. For the mameis, we have a kasha now. We have a look like this: hakol ksherim lahazlis. Everybody is kosher to make this hazor, to put the ezav into the mechatis and spritz it on the tummy. Chutz mitumtis viadrugnis viisha. The cotton sheyesh by das. Chutz mitumtis viadrugnis viisha. Hey, the isha is possible to make this hazor. She can't put the ezav into the mayim. Who would then a tumtim and a drugnis? These are sofik if they're a man or they're an isha, or a drugnis have both simonim. He also has a sofik. So since maybe he has a din of an isha, therefore it's possible to make the hazor. Now the cotton sheyesh by das. What about a cotton that has das? Is isha masayosai? An isha could help him along. Umazir. Now, even though an isha can't do it by himself, but if you have a cotton is kosher, and the isha is allowed to help him along because masayaya ain't by mamish. It's considered like the cotton is doing it, not the isha. But I call part of it a stira. Here it says klo akol sherim evaita veloi polag Reb Yehuda, and it doesn't say Reb Yehuda argues on this brisa. So b'zoyet a stira. Before Reb Yehuda just